free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We say President Trump has now formally moved to withdraw the U.S. from the World Health Organization. I'm still waiting for him to withdraw Fauci from the presidential podium and from being the emperor of America, the self-appointed emperor. Look, it's great to get out of the World Health Organization. I'd like to see us get out of the UN and many other organizations like this. NATO no longer serves our interests, quite frankly. They keep it because they want to have endless foreign wars. But what President Trump has to understand is that the deep psychological damage that is done by Fauci and by the mainstream press will not be undone until he gets rid of Fauci, stops giving him a platform, a bully pulpit. And not only that, it's not enough. I mean, he could fire him, but that would not be enough. He has to get real scientists there. People like the Stanford epidemiologist, Dr. Ioannidis, and others who have been right about this from the very beginning, to come out and explain to the American people how they were defrauded. Because President Trump is having the left, as you see, the George Conway organization, the so-called Lincoln Project, as they have taken the tack of blaming President Trump for each and every one of the presumed COVID-19 deaths in the United States. And that's going to continue. So President Trump needs to shove the facts down their throat, and he needs to do it with experts, not with Twitter tweets. It's not enough to sit on the sidelines and make snarky remarks. You've got to remove this person, and you've got to remove the psychological damage. You have to push back against that. It really is essential, because people are afraid of going out. Now, many people are hanging back and not patronizing the small middle class businesses that are going out of business very rapidly. And they're even to the extent that they're very, very cautious with their money. All of that is the fear that has been instilled. Now, we have a pandemic of fear. I said this from the very beginning. At the very beginning of this lockdown, I said, what did a real leader like Churchill do? He said, we got to keep calm and carry on. Were they facing death? Oh, yes, they were. They had a real threat. And he said, we're not going to allow liberty to be taken away. We've got to remember what we fight for. He didn't just say, we've got to keep calm and carry on. He said, what we fight for is the things that are most important. And that's what we have lost sight of. And so we have to have leadership at this point, because people have been so gaslighted by, you know, science and authority, as Fauci presumes to have it, both, a monopoly on both. That has to be destroyed. And while you're at it, President Trump, while you take away the money from the World Health Organization, you might want to take away the money and the power from these eugenicists and transhumanists at the NIH, people like Francis Collins, people like Fauci, who are not only funding criminal bioweapon research, even in spite of and in defiance of congressional orders and criticism from their fellow scientists about the ethics of this. Then they went ahead, they continued to fund it at American universities. They funded it at the Wuhan Institute, $3.7 million. What they were criticized for, told to stop doing, they did it. And now you have these people talking about how they've got the Human Connectome Project. Yeah, we're going to figure out how the mind transfers signals, and then we're going to transfer our minds into machines, and we're going to live forever. These people are as crazy and as dangerous as Bill Gates, and they need to be out of the government. They need to be discredited completely. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies Really Strong Extract of Turmeric Formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the Tokyo 10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock for yourself. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Still X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, July 8th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is day 114. 114 days of America held hostage. And it's quite interesting, they continue to play this game. Am I the only person talking about this? Because it's like the mainstream media continues down this path every single day. Breitbart has got an article about it. Coronavirus deaths in the U.S. continue to plummet even as confirmed cases hit record levels. Yeah, that's the raw data, and that's a fact. Now, what do you make of that? Well, I said from the very beginning, they're playing this game. They don't have any tests, but they're saying, look, we've got this massive case fatality rate. Well, how do you know that? You're just presuming everything. And then we found out, yes, they are. They didn't even test people to see if they had coronavirus. Oh, you got respiratory type symptoms. We're going to call that coronavirus. If you die, we're going to presume that that was the underlying cause. And then they continue to cook the books. As they finally get tests and they're starting to test people, guess what? Cases are going spiking. They're surging. What an amazing prediction from Fauci. Yeah, you know, we get the test and we start testing people. They're going to surge. And they did. Are the deaths going up? No, the deaths are going down. And most fatalities still involve seniors and individuals with chronic underlying health conditions, as they have from the very beginning. A recent CDC study that tested for antibodies earlier this year, and that was another data point. I said, look at this. As they're testing for antibodies in New York and in California, they're finding all these people have antibodies to it, which means that they had it at some point in time. They didn't know. They'd never had any symptoms whatsoever. I said, what does that tell you? What does that tell you when we've got a pandemic that is so horrible that we have to shut the world down and a large percentage of people who have it don't even know they've got it? CDC said people tested for antibodies earlier this year accounting for mild and even asymptomatic infections were not reported. They also found that far more people in the U.S. had caught the virus without dying or without even knowing it. Imagine that. You had the bubonic plague, you had the 1918 flu, and you didn't even know it. Boy, lucky you. But Bloomberg is not satisfied. Bloomberg says a lower COVID-19 death is nothing to celebrate. Don't celebrate that. Don't celebrate. You're not out of the woods yet. We're going to have to lock you down because there's another surge coming. Yeah, we got to focus on the cumulative total of the presumed dead. Because the death rate is falling. As I pointed out yesterday, it's falling so rapidly that it's no longer an epidemic. A lower death count, says Bloomberg, is no justification for states to reopen their economies incautiously. Or to suggest, as the White House appears to be doing, that Americans should just get used to living with COVID-19. Well, you know, why would that be the case? You know, we talk about this. This is not something that's new. At the very beginning of all this, remember the cruise ship Diamond Princess? I talk about this almost daily, and I'm going to mention it again, because you had 4,000 people, a little over 600 of them tested positive. A little over 300 of them had symptoms. That means that only 15% of the people on that cruise ship eating the now forbidden by the FDA, eating at buffets and drink bars and salad bars. We can't have that anymore. Not in our new normal. You can't have buffets in a new normal. And even with that, and even with no quarantine, the infectious doctor went on and said, I thought I was going to die. Yeah, he'd bought the whole line, hook and sinker. And there were no quarantine procedures being done there. He says, I was more afraid than I was when I went to the Ebola epidemic. And yet, only 15% of the people got it. And of those 15%, half of them didn't even know they had it. They got over it without even knowing that they had it. So you had 15% of the people who felt sick. And you had 12 people who died. That's 0.3%. It's like the flu. It's like the flu. And it was that way from the very beginning. That was the first case. Stuck off of Yokohama, the first case. But Bloomberg says a lower COVID death rate is nothing to celebrate. No, it's something to expose. We have to expose this. It has been a death rate like the normal flu from the beginning. Expose that. That's what has to be exposed. We don't celebrate anybody dying. We have to expose this threat to our liberty, to our economy, to our society. This is a war, an information war that is being used to destroy our lives. They said, well, Bloomberg goes on, fatalities lag cases because, you know, COVID-19 is a slow-going illness, and it has to be kept in mind that a lower average death count, say $500 a day, is still tragic. Yeah, it is, but it's not an epidemic. It's not a pandemic, and you don't lock down the world for that. You do not lock down the world for that. They said long-term consequences of infection, still poorly understood, are not included in the database. Well, just remember, half of the people were asymptomatic. Sarah Hedge says, it's crunch time. Crunch time has already arrived, as a matter of fact. Was everyone wrong about the coronavirus? Well, the mainstream media was and still is. They said 1 week ago, when looking at the growing divergence between the number of new coronavirus cases in the U.S. and the shrinking number of fatalities, we referred to Nordea's strategist, Andreas Steno Larsson, who observed that, quote, we are entering crunch time on fatalities since they should start to rise in early July given the lead and lag structure versus new cases. This is exactly what Bloomberg was saying. They said, well, don't celebrate yet. We got a big increase in the number of diagnosed cases. And remember, it's a slow-moving illness, and so it can kill you. It takes a while for it to kill you to get to a point where it kills you if you don't have any appropriate treatment. And there's plenty of appropriate treatments out there. As Larsson further predicted, if fatalities don't spike in early July, then people will conclude that it's probably spreading amongst a part of the population that's not sensitive, or that it resulted from increased testing, or that the virus has become less deadly as we move into the summer months. So he said the next 6 to 10 days will be crucial. Well, 1 week later, says Zero Hedge, we decided to follow up on the current status. And guess what? With crunch time here, there is still no spike in fatalities at either the federal level or at the state level, as can be seen in the Florida cases, if you look at that. So anyway, they said, while we were debating the question, here's another one. Back in late March, early April, consensus emerged that unless the first coronavirus wave is contained, it would result in an even more acute and deadly wave. Why? Because both professional and armchair epidemiologists were using the Spanish flu. That's what they wanted you to think. Now, however, Deutsche Bank is looking at this comparison to the 1918 Spanish flu, said it was terribly wrong. Because when you look at the chart, pull down that chart there, guys, that's the one with the bar chart. If you look at it, you see the dark blue and light blue. Go ahead and pull that chart up there. What it shows is that with the 1918 Spanish flu, it was, no, keep going down. With the 1918 Spanish flu, there was a big surge. Most of the people who died were under 1 year old or over 85. But when you look at, and then there were, and it was, other than that, it was fairly evenly distributed. But when you look at COVID-19, no deaths that even show up under 45 years old. And it continues to increase exponentially as you get older, with a peak at over 85. So that is not the same thing. As a matter of fact, I got a listener who sent me an email. I'm going to talk about that when we come back. This is a listener from Canada, from Ontario, talking about how they're seeing exactly the same thing there. Exactly the same thing. This is a... And a listener living in Cambodia said, look, we don't even have any deaths here. And they're using COVID-19 to come in and set up IDs and to fund vaccination and identification. That's what this is about.
We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse and water filtration and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selections, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, and it's powered by you. 2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil, and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her and she said, get away 6 feet, and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it. This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Like I said, I had an email from a listener in Canada. Yesterday we had one from Cambodia that talked to us about what was going on there. At the time, it was about 125 people. It went up to, it was a couple of days old. It's now gone up to 140 cases. Nobody died in Cambodia. Yet the EU has poured money in. China is making its move. Both of them are trying to get control using COVID-19. But also, from what he's been told, they are going to require, they're going to give money to the people, you know, about $20 a piece. Except that if you look at the population, I did the math after the show yesterday. Said, all right, so $500 million from the EU for COVID-19 in a country where nobody died. A country of 16.7 million people. So that's about $33 per person. And they said, well, we're going to get $20 a person. It's like, well, who gets the other $13 per person? I'm 17 million. I don't know. There's a lot of sticky fingers somewhere there in the middle. A lot of people going to get a big cut. Just like what's happening here with our stimulus money. You know, the Federal Reserve and generous old Uncle Sam is just throwing cash out of his pockets. You know, like it's New Year's Eve. And guess where that's all going? We've got a map of how the corona capitalism is breaking down. Now, you'll see the reports on the Drudge Report and CNN. You'll see the reports. Oh, look, it all went to Republicans and people who are friends of Trump. Yeah, a lot of people got it. Big money in that category. And they ought to be criticized for that. But what they don't tell you is all the Democrats who get it. People like De Niro, people like Planned Parenthood, who were explicitly forbidden from getting all that money. You see, it's just everybody who is in a position of authority is grabbing the money. Same thing's happening in Cambodia. The difference is we are a third world banana republic with nuclear weapons. That's the difference between us. Now, Bill, let's talk about what's going on in Canada. This person says, I'm in Canada, more precisely in Quebec, the province of Quebec. I wanted to send you some information statistics about our current situation in regard to the so-called coronavirus. Quebec is the worst affected province in Canada by far. As of July 7th, yesterday, and talked about some of the statistics, the official government statistics. Due to the crisis here, as in the U.S. and elsewhere, everything's been closed since March 13th, pretty much like us. Now, while things are starting to reopen with very heavy sanitary requirements, the biggest city in Quebec, Montreal, has just mandated that all closed public spaces, which include all retail, restaurants, museums, libraries, government buildings, etc., require visitors to wear a mask or the threat of heavy fines. In other words, just like Texas. How about that? Our Republican conservative governor Abbott is acting like the liberals in Montreal. Just amazing. Anyway, he gives his analysis of that. He says, if you include the categories of people that they've reported, in the categories of ages 80 through 89 and 90 years old and older, it means that 73% of the deaths are at or above the life expectancy of Quebec, with no less than 33% of deaths occurring to people a decade over their life expectancy, exactly what we showed. That was not the case with the 1918 pandemic of flu. Like I said, you had a big spike, almost as many people, kids under the age of one, died in 1918 from the flu, as did over 85. But if you look at COVID-19, zero deaths, essentially, as I pointed out yesterday, for those under 45, especially those that are very young. And then it goes up exponentially with a peak at the highest age group, 85 and older. It goes on to say in Quebec, he said the smallest category visible on the pie chart is 40 to 49 years old with 0.4%. And what does 0.4% of 5,590 reported deaths equal 22 people. 22 people. Yes, he said in the worst province of Canada, there's a grand total of 22 people under the age of 50 years old that died from COVID-19, according to the official government statistics. And yet they're still locked down. They still have mandatory masks on people, creating real health issues for a lot of different conditions, not just asthma, but many other things. So this is, it says, even if you believe the official statistics, this is a big joke. A death rate of 0.65% with the official statistics. In the U.S., the death rate reported 0.04%. Again, that's about what the flu is. It's about what the Diamond Princess cruise ship is. And I think those numbers are inflated. I think they're inflated. It's the same ballpark as the flu. In Japan, again, no lockdown, and they have a 0.05 because they're not fudging the numbers there. Half of what the CDC typically reports for flu in the U.S. After sending thousands of COVID patients into nursing homes, now New York is blaming the deaths on infected staff. You know, when you've got Bloomberg talking about, well, you got to worry about this long-term damage to people who, you know, we got millions of people who've got antibodies and they never even knew they had it. They were totally asymptomatic. But now we got to worry about the long-term damage, said Bloomberg. Well, you know what they're worried about? They're worried about the long-term damage to the political career of Governor Cuomo. Thousands of people in that very elderly demographic were forced into nursing homes. They said, you can't keep people out of the nursing homes, even if they test positive for COVID-19. And so now, as he's getting a lot of heat for that, they are trying to prevaricate around the bush. the policy was not the cause, they said. And here's how we know this. We know that we had infected staff members, and so that's really not the case. Florida's coronavirus fatality rate is below that of several blue states, even though 10% of the population has now been tested. That's why they're seeing the big spike. But when we look at what happened in New York, right? Everybody wants to pick on Florida now, except that in New York, you had New York City, one-third of the COVID deaths, New York State, another third, the rest of the country, the remaining third. They locked down right away. Lockdown didn't make any difference whatsoever. And so what we're seeing here in Florida is a big jump in the number of people tested. Walt Disney World says they're going to open this Saturday. And the left is freaking out about that. Reuters is very, very unhappy and scolding them. They said, even though there's going to be new requirements of temperature checks to get into Disney World, face coverings and extra sanitation. Oh, and that's right. They're going to also remove your wallet as usual as well. Take all the money out. Years ago, we went after Michael Eisner went there and started making it a place to totally fleece you of your cash. They had a picture of Walt, they had a statue of Walt and Mickey Mouse. I guess they'll tear that statue down as well. And I said, what's missing to my wife? I said, what's missing is Michael Eisner standing behind Walt, lifting his wallet out of his back pocket, or just a usual tourist.
Just happened on Tuesday morning, driving into work, about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news, and I met a red light at the corner of Brody and 290, and an old Mercedes pulls up next to me, and a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off, and I thought they recognized who I was, so I rolled down my window, and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you, and I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. we may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here, and despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running a special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Tomorrow, Abbott.
Tomorrow.
Welcome, Abbott.
Tomorrow.
Hello, Abbott.
Tomorrow.
Hey, Abbott.
I hate that guy.
I hate that guy. He says, yeah, you get that. That's from Mel Brooks' Men in Tights. That's the Abbott, the guy in his stately clothes there, going through there. Everybody's saying, hey, Abbott, hey, Abbott. And the guy goes, hey, Abbott. Abbott Costello. Yeah, well, hey, Abbott, guess what? You're not the king. You're an emperor without any clothes, without any authority, running this thing through the state fair, even though Disney World is going to be canceling, opening up in Florida, with all kinds of restrictions that would, I think, make it hell on earth, not the happiest place on earth. The state fair in Texas has now been canceled for the 2020 season. Hey, Abbott, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I guess we can kiss his royal behind, huh? Texas hospital CEO says COVID inpatient count has been misinterpreted. Says the level of alarm is unwarranted. Where's that level of alarm coming from? Well, it's coming from the mainstream media. It's coming from Abbott and social media trolls. That's where it's coming from. So why do they say this? This is Lindsay Rosales, a spokeswoman for the Texas Department of State Health. And she just confirmed to justthenews.com that this week, The state is categorizing every inpatient in the state with a COVID-19 positive as a COVID-19 hospitalization, regardless of why they came in. And I told you, I had a listener contact me from Florida and said, everybody who comes in, you know, if they got an ingrown toenail in the emergency room, whatever, they get a COVID-19 test. If you test positive, you're in the hospital. And of course, you're now COVID patient. Because why? Because of money. Money from the feds incentivizing that kind of diagnostic, more than anything. But, this is why you're seeing the spike here in Texas. People who are in hospital with COVID, not that they're in the hospital because of COVID. You know, it's kind of like the statistical game they're playing in the front end. Well, these people died and they have COVID, we presume, because we don't have a test at that point in time. We presume they have COVID-19, and so therefore they died from it. Well, now they're testing, and they say, well, this person has COVID-19, even if they don't have any symptoms. We're going to test them and say that that is true. And so now they're a COVID patient in the hospital, and it's exploding, and let's put them in a hospital bed. And now we don't have any room for people who are having heart issues, cancer issues, other issues. This is criminal. This is criminal, folks. It is it's absolutely amazing. I had another person write me, say, I've been working in robotics automation for some time. I feel my time, however, at this company may be coming to an end soon due to this pandemic and due to what they're doing in terms of testing. And I said, when you look at this, the real danger of all of this stuff, and you know, you may not have to have, the pedophile lawyer, Dershowitz, and he's out there, doing, letters in support now of Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah, I'm sure he'll rush to her defense as well. Remember me? Don't tell them anything about, that you know about me. You don't know me, right? But I really do respect you, Ghislaine. You know, this guy who says that he's going to defend mandatory vaccines. Oh yeah, the government's got every right to do that to you, and I would defend them grabbing you, dragging you down, and forcibly injecting you with a vaccine. Well, you may not have to have that, because see, the problem is going to be, just as this guy, and I'll tell you what he said is happening at his company, we're already seeing it now with the testing, and I've reported that from other people who've called in, talking about how, you know, hey, if you say anything, you got to fill out a questionnaire. We went through that. They sent me a questionnaire. Where have you been? Who have you talked to? You been around anybody that's got COVID-19? Did you go to any of the verboten cities or locations that we have identified? Have you been to Houston, for example? Oh, yeah, Houston. Well, it's a hot spot now. You been to Houston? We're going to have to send you in for further testing and perhaps make you quarantine at home. All that kind of stuff. Look, the mandatory vaccines, the vaccines are being manufactured, rushed to market, paid for by President Trump. And then what's going to happen? The companies are going to say, you're either going to get the vaccine or you're not going to have a job. They don't have to use the heavy hand of government. They can use the corporations just like they have to enforce censorship on social media. Oh, it's a corporate, it's a private organization. They can do whatever they want. And they can make vaccination a condition of having a job. This is why I say, folks, it's not just enough for us to prepare individually. We have to prepare collectively as a community of liberty-minded people. We need to start thinking about how we are going to have our own social structures, our own churches, apart from these 501c3s who are going to follow all of the orders, who will probably be right there to report you to the health authorities if you don't follow this. And we're going to have our own economies where we find each other and you know, make friends in rural areas, people who've got their own, growing their own food. We can buy direct on the farm. It'll be better for you anyway. Look, if we can do this, we'll be better off. If we can get out of the school system, educate our own kids, if we can find people in the community, eat locally instead of the factory processed dirty food loaded with chemicals and who knows what else. If we can do this kind of stuff, and if we can set up barter and trade with other people, we're going to have to get out of this corporate structure. Yeah, I'm all for capitalism, but you understand that what we're seeing here is not a free market. This is fascism. It is corporate fascism. And the corporations are allying themselves with the government. So let me just give you this guy's case here. So he said, somebody at our company tested positive. So the company wanted everybody who had any close contact to be tested as well. And their definition of close contact is anyone who was closer than 6 feet for a period longer than 10 minutes. So if you're near this person for 9 minutes, then you did not have close contact, according to their definition. It's a joke, right? Yeah, it is, really. He says, makes complete sense, right? No, it's all lies. This time around, I was not one of those chosen to get tested. But I know it's just a matter of time, considering that they want to test everyone. So I spoke to someone who did get tested. They described the invasive test where they shove the swab up your nose and how uncomfortable and painful it was. Everybody just goes along with it, doesn't question anything. I know the tests provide 80% false positives, and I absolutely do not trust the tests or someone putting a swab up my nose. What do you think about the tests? I know you covered it many times on your show. Well, you're right. It is not accurate at all. And it's beyond the pain and discomfort. As a matter of fact, I've got some information here about what's going on in China. You know what they're doing to the, they said the streets are pretty much empty in China right now, in Hong Kong, not China, Hong Kong. They're empty of protesters because people are busy at home scrubbing their digital identity, footprint, and all that kind of stuff because they know that the Chinese are coming for them. But if you are out protesting, and they arrest you for protesting, you know what the first thing they do is? They swab your nose. Now, it isn't because they want to know if you got coronavirus. It's because they want to get your DNA. And so that's my concern. When you look at nose swabs like this, my concern is that these undercover of, oh, yeah, it's all about the COVID-19 stuff, right? Just like Cambodia. Zero deaths. A country of 16.7 million people, they've had 140 cases, zero deaths. But yeah, we got some money for you. Oh, and if you show up for the money, we'll take your tests, we'll take a picture of you, picture of your home, we'll start creating a dossier on you. And that's one of the reasons why they're trying to force this guy who's living there, a citizen of Belgium, they're trying to force him out because they evidently don't want him to get that massive amount of $20, you know. But that's the carrot. That's the carrot. He says, do you believe they're purposely infecting people? Well, they have had tests that came from China that were already preloaded with coronavirus. That's one of the reasons why they're getting such high positives. This whole thing, folks, is a scam, and it is a global scam. A global scam. We'll be right back.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off. Bodies, really strong extract of turmeric formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Cell X2. Next in iodine spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UNWHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. And I salute and thank you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have District of Columbia. They're still calling it that, by the way. Well, the Democrats want to change that. Got to get Columbus's name out of there in any way, shape, or form. But it's still called the District of Columbia. But I think we ought to call it the District of Criminals. That's what I've been calling it for the longest time. That's the best way we could describe that place. District of Corruption, District of Criminals. You can still keep the initials. A health official there says no new cases of coronavirus linked to protests. Oh, we got to say, Jim, but it ain't the protests. No. It's wonderful. Oh, got to get out there, protest. Use that First Amendment there. It's a good thing, right? You got a professor of epidemiology at Brown University. Says, well, many of us in public health feel a strong desire to act against accumulated generalizations. Generations of racial injustice. And so, you know, we're going to basically not pay any attention to that. Public health experts decried the anti-lockdown protests as dangerous gatherings in a pandemic, yet health experts seem less comfortable doing so now that marches are against racism, says the New York Times. Not just me. And you have the doctor, so-called, in the District of Criminals, saying, we've not seen or heard our new cases report their exposure being associated with mass gatherings. And we continue to have mass gatherings. So that doesn't allow us to exclude mass gatherings. Unless the mass gatherings, not as big as the protests, because, you know, when we look at the church meetings in California, they're pretty small for the most part. People are all about gathering in the streets and protesting the police, but they're not all that big on going to church in California anymore, most places. So, you know, they've got, well, but got to stop that. Got to nip it in the bud. Nip it in the bud. That's Barney. As COVID-19 cases spike nationally, Black Lives Matter plans more rallies and marches. Yeah, that's exactly it. So I would say that means that the government doesn't believe about the surge thing either. Or at least they're not concerned about it, right? And yet, if you look at the Drudge Report today, you'll see an article from the leftist denews.com. Churches were eager to reopen, but now they are the major source of coronavirus cases. Listen to this. I'm going to read you the vitriol that is just dripping from this rag towards churches and Christians. And of course, it all begins because it's all about Trump, right? But of course, they hate churches on their own as well. Weeks after President Trump demanded America's shuttered houses of worship be allowed to reopen, new outbreaks of the coronavirus are surging throughout churches across the country where services have resumed. The virus has infiltrated Sunday sermons. That's what they actually say. The virus has infiltrated Sunday sermons. Just, the word of God is just permeated with sickness and coronavirus, and it's in the air. It has struck churches that reopened cautiously with face masks, but that had, and also some that defied lockdown and refused to heed new limits on the number of worshipers. All you worshipers, all you Christians, you're going to hell, says the left, right? You're going to coronavirus hell. We're going to confine you for all eternity in your homes. Pastors have tested positive. Church ushers, front door greeters, hundreds of churchgoers don't go anywhere near church, says DeNews. In Florida, a teenage girl died last month after attending a youth party at her church. And I would say, well, just continue on with this. You know, we've had some people die on their way to church while they're driving. I've known of cases like that. So you better not go to church. I mean, you're not going to die driving anywhere else, but you could die driving to church. So you better not go there. Now, you're going to be just fine if you're at one of these violent mass rallies where they're banging on cars and shooting people in cars and knocking out windows. No need to be concerned about that. But, you know, you go to a church service. Pastors, church ushers, front door greeters, hundreds of churchgoers, you're going to die. Everybody, says the news. And then you have a county commissioner in Oregon. There's a very fine line between protecting health safety and protecting the right of worship. And so they decide that they will just go on the side of safety. Because, you know, protesting and the free expression of religion, free exercise religion, those are both in the First Amendment. We'll look at one part of that, the protesting part. We're going to call that sacrosanct. But, you know, that whole thing about free exercise of religion, not so much. We have to decide safety is involved there. There's no safety issues at the protests, obviously, right? But there's a lot of safety issues at churches. So the churches have got to go. Because liberty has always got to be balanced there with safety. And the churches just aren't safe. Do you see how they lie to you? As the virus rages through Texas, Arizona, and other evangelical bastions of the South and West, writes the news, it just keep going on. I mean, they're just the prejudice, the bigotry, the hatred of the leftist press towards Christians is just dripping out of all these reports. Public health experts, I continue, have emphasized that the virus can easily spread through the air when hymns are sung and sermons are preached. This is unbelievable. Yeah, definitely worthy of a Drudge link here. It's an ideal setting for the transmission, an infectious disease expert said at Emory University. And as proof of this, they talk about one of the first churchgoers to die after contracting the virus. Charles Heiser, 82. 82? Wait a minute. What's the life expectancy in the U.S.? 76. We just had Charlie Daniels die at 83. We had Kenny Rogers die at 81. They didn't die of coronavirus. It's called life expectancy, folks. Yeah, it does seem to be increasing here. Or maybe, you know, we look at this big skew of people in terms of age. If you look at that and you say, well, I know that they're presuming that a lot of people have died of COVID-19. They don't have COVID-19. And so maybe that big skew in the, maybe that doesn't even indicate that COVID-19 is even more dangerous for older people. When you look at the way they manipulate data, and when you look at the fact that they take people in there who have multiple comorbidities, but no, it's COVID-19. And we know this, even though we haven't tested for it. I don't even believe necessarily that skewing there as it goes up exponentially. That's, I think, what you're seeing with life. It'd be interesting. I have to do this. to compare that to a typical graph of your probability of dying as you get older, because it goes up exponentially, doesn't it? And so in California, as Fox News is finally reporting, outrage after California bans singing in churches. Faith leaders are speaking out finally. CDC is pushing all of this, not just the leftist press. And as the Fox News dutifully points out, the CDC officials point to singing as a proven way to spread a virus. Now, one worship leader there in California says, for the last several weeks, tens of thousands of people have been gathering outdoors in cities all across California. They've been screaming and chanting and protesting all the while. State officials are encouraging them to do this. As the church wants to gather, just like we've been doing for thousands of years, to simply worship God, they bring the hammer down. It's just, can you see the hypocrisy, how insane this is? It's really time we take a stand and fight back. In his post on Instagram, he's shared images of himself leading illegal worship in Iraq in 2016, leading illegal worship in North Korea in 2010, and leading illegal worship in California last Friday night. And so we spent the last 20 years mobilizing worship in places where it's illegal. Never in my life would I have believed that it would be in California in 2020. Well, he's obviously not a listener of this program. I've been saying this is coming. And then a black pastor says, in particular, the black culture singing in churches goes all the way back 400 years during slavery up until now. Singing was the thing that got us through. That's why. That's why they don't want it. They don't want you to get through with this. And then, of course, Governor Whitmer says, I'm not going to be bullied into moving to open before it's safe. No, she will bully everybody else. That's exactly what she will do. All right, folks, we've got to take a break. Before we do, I just want to remind you about our extended 4th of July sale. Free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off. Let me give you some of the products on sale right now. We have VasoBeat. Bod-Ease are all-natural anti-inflammatory. Bod-Ease, 50% off. Same thing with VasoBeat. And VasoBeat is concentrated beet juice. And it acts as a natural vasodilator. I mean, nutraceuticals are a wonderful way, a wonderful alternative to very dangerous and expensive other procedures that you can find from the big pharmaceutical companies. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. A big dollar savings there. Winter Sun Plus. Vitamin D supplement to help build your immune system strength. All of that, free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% to 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air. And we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bod-Ease, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out, InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at Band.Video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about the left. Yes, they really do hate America. Tucker Carlson was right, even though they're coming after him for this. They even hate each other. The left is eating its own. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the violence of the left, the hatred of the left, the censorship of the left. Coming after Noam Chomsky, a Marxist. What a surprise. They always come for their own. Look at the French Revolution. Robespierre eventually went to the guillotine himself. Well, that's what they're doing to these people as well. They don't like it when it comes for them, though. We'll also talk about vaccines. I'm going to give you some amazing information here about infant mortality dropping when they stop the vaccination. You know, things like sudden infant death syndrome. Yeah. We've had a very interesting correlation with that. But in this segment here at the top of the hour, I want to talk about part of the obsession of these people. Bill Gates, these eugenicists at the NIH, the transhumanists and so forth at the NIH, all these people are obsessed with identification. Bill Gates and his ID 2020, looks like he's going to be able to bring it in right on time. You know, he paid for MIT to develop a vaccine tattoo combo. You know, you're not going to see it on your arm unless you use a special app and a special light, and then we can see if you've been vaccinated or not. Isn't that cool? Cattle. And now, you know, we see this, as I point out, even in even low-tech ways, how they're doing it in Cambodia. India has been at the front of this as well in terms of pushing global identification. So all these globalists, these eugenicists, these depopulation people, they all want to track you and vax you. And so there's an interesting article that was sent to me about biometric tracking, palm vein recognition, the future of biometrics and the new normal. And their concern was, they said, well, you know, the problem is people just don't like touching stuff. These touch-based solutions and then putting masks over the herd's face, you know, these cattle, they just, you know, it makes it a little bit harder to identify people when they got masks on, because we never know, you know, anything can be a mask, right? It can be a cartoon mask. It can be, you know, something for play for Halloween or something. It could be any kind of bandana, you know, because it's not about health. You know, the N95 masks are ineffective enough, but no. Now you can wear a bandana, anything. So, you know, what do we do about that, though? Because people may just use these kinds of things to cover their faces up. And even though all these companies are saying they're getting better at identifying people biometrically, even with face covering, I don't know. It looks like the future is going to be palm identification. They said it's allegedly more secure than even iris recognition. It's a solution also for large group identification. Now, why would they want to, like, identify everybody in large groups as they're moving them around in cattle cars and into confined areas and stuff? I wonder why they would need that. And so it leverages, I said, a mix of facial biometrics, location, and text metadata, which I've always said, geospatial intelligence is the metadata, as William Binney said, many interviews I've had with him. The metadata that you had Hayden and Clapper, it's just metadata that we're getting. We're not listening to your phone calls, because they can get more from the metadata than can anything else because of geospatial intelligence. And so it's, yeah, your location, your text metadata, and so forth. So biometric facial recognition companies will claim they can train this to have accuracy, even with facial masks, but the accuracy claim for the whole face will be unattainable. So the future is going to be palm biometrics. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you how it works. But what you really need to understand here, when we come back, what you really need to understand is how obsessed these people are with tracking you, identifying you, and killing you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Just talking about the newest thing in biometrics, because everybody in these tech companies are feverishly competing with each other for government contracts to track you. For whatever reason, you know, as this was presumably the coronavirus was coming to America, I read you the articles from mainstream statist publications saying China is in much better shape because, you know, even though they were vilified for having social credit scores and for biometrically tracking everybody everywhere all the time, they're now, because of that ability, they are able to quarantine people and so forth and control this coronavirus. And we need to have that kind of capability as well. And so you saw this happening, all the different contracts going out there for massive testing and tracking. But this just gives you an idea of the obsession that tech companies have. And they wouldn't be doing this if there wasn't a big pot of gold being waved in front of them by the governments to do this each and every place. They talk about how palm identification is the wave of the future because people are now concerned about, you know, touching things like getting a fingerprint ID or something like that. And so, you know, we could use the palm to get an identification of people, even more accurate than the iris. And what they do is not just they're looking at the skin pattern lines and creases, but they're also looking at the veins inside of your palm as well. So they have a lot of different things. They have an infrared image of the palm, highlights the subdermal vein pattern. So they can do a simultaneous matching of both images and visible light and subdermal vein patterns. They said, you know, when we did this at first, a company called Red Rock Biometrics, they said, when we were doing this at first, it was very accurate, but it was very slow. We could match patterns of images in real time, and then we got up to thousands of images in less than a second. But that still wasn't sufficient for public transportation. You know, getting you on the cattle cars to wherever they're going to be taking you. We got to force everybody into public transportation, and we have to track them everywhere they're going. That's the whole point of the smart cities. That's the whole point of banning private travel, private cars. And it's the whole point of them not even building roads anymore. Because they want to track and control your every movement. Public transportation and palm identification. Looking at the veins inside of your palm. So then the team developed a matching technology that used a database of tens of millions of records, and they can do it in real time. You think those Chinese have something we don't have? They stole the stuff from us. We've had this stuff for a while. Geospatial intelligence has been the focus of the criminals in Washington for a very long time. The NSA, CIA, people like that. So Red Rock Biometrics has got a service partnership with MasterCard. And they've already been using identity management in several African countries. That's where they go to test all this stuff, right? They go to China. They go to Africa. They test it on the people there. And then they, after they've got everything working, they've done the beta test there. Then they roll it out to us. And then you've got NCR. It's also used a national cash register. for ATMs. You've got a Japanese company. Sony Life Insurance, a division, of course, of Sony, has also chosen to use Palm Authentication for its agents. It plans on rolling it out for other services in the future, all your financial services. I tweeted out earlier today. I said, you know, it's kind of interesting when you see all of the businesses that are saying, we're not taking cash anymore. You know, COVID, it's just too dirty. We don't want to handle that stuff. We'll all get sick and die if we handle cash. And that's not true at all. They've been saying, well, no, if you're close to somebody, they sneeze on you or they breathe on you and you're close to them, you know, for a half hour or something, you can get sick if they're sick. But this whole thing about it being airborne, that's not the case. And the WHO has even been saying that. And now these people who want to keep this pandemic rolling are putting all kinds of political pressure on WHO to change. See, the science doesn't change. And this tells you when they change their rulings on masks, when they change their rulings deciding about whether or not this is airborne, it tells you this is about politics. It's not about science. No matter how much you pressure the data, it isn't going to change. But, of course, what the conclusions that they draw from the data will change under pressure. And so when we look at this and we, you know, they're saying, well, you know, it doesn't persist on surfaces. Oh, well, we don't want to handle cash. Your cash is dirty. It's going to stay dirty. Once somebody touches it, it's just going to keep going like that, right? No. But they don't want to take cash. And then we have, at the same time, you've got all these businesses that say we don't want to take cash because they've been frightened about this. Now, somehow, you have a coin shortage. Happened in the middle, declared, the middle of June. The Federal Reserve said, we're going to start rationing coins. Oh, really? So why do you have to ration coins when the country is going cashless because of fear? Things like that. Well, because they want to push you into this cashless society where you will have to use your palm identification in order to buy, to sell, to work, to travel. Does that sound familiar? Where did I hear that? Some ancient document somewhere. I don't know. Q5ID, an identity management startup, has also implemented Palm ID for enrollment and authentication. And so it's going to be used for telephone companies, for cell service providers, for banks. And it's going to be, you know, to authenticate things. We don't want to have any fake documents or fake stuff like that out there. So, yeah, they're going to be able to search a database in real time of tens of millions of records, and they can, you know, it was slow when they could only do thousands of palm identifications in a second. Oh, they're much faster than that now. This is why they're rolling it out now. See, this whole thing has been part of a plan going back for decades. It's just like when they developed the whole concept for the internet. J.C.R. Licklider was a psychologist at DARPA. So they had the proof of concept. They knew what they wanted to do. They knew that it would be a very effective psychological tool, that they could use it to not only propagandize a population, but they could immediately get feedback to know if the propaganda was working. They could fine-tune the propaganda and watch how that worked. But it didn't become viable until the late 1990s. And at that point, the CIA actually openly created a venture capital firm, Incutel. And then in addition to that, you had the NSA, other people that are in the intelligence communities, start to get on the venture capital firms of companies like Facebook and others. And as they shut down the LifeLog proposition that they were talking about, total information awareness, then magically it just kind of sprouts up at Facebook and other places like that. And they started doing that in the 1990s because that was the point at which the internet became practical. And so now they've had this biometric geospatial intelligence has been around for 20 years, talking about how they're going to track your activity, activity-based intelligence, ABI, human domain analytics, HDA, all these acronyms that they have out there. They're going to master the human domain. Remember that? Remember that? Master the human domain? Jade Helm, that was the subtitle of that. Anyway, as they have been plotting to do this, now, you know, at first, you know, we could do one or two of these a second, then we got up to thousands, and now we can do millions in a second. And now they're ready to actually force it on you. Oh, but it'll be the virus. It'll be the virus. That's why we can't have cash anymore. It'll be the virus. We have to track you to know where you're going. You know, because of the virus, we don't want you getting in contact with anybody. Oh, and we just happen to notice, because we're tracking you everywhere, we happen to notice that you are in the proximity of somebody that we've already identified as having some kind of an infection. I think they listen to InfoWars or something, or they're conservative, or they're Christian. They were actually at a church. You know, churches are where you get sick. So we're going to have to quarantine you. Come along with us.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies, really strong extract of turmeric formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Skill X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July, and Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. I salute and thank you all. Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue, where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, help the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Hello.
Welcome back. Here's some news that you can use. Infant deaths decreased by 30% during the lockdown, coinciding with a sharp drop in vaccinations. Now, you know, we have seen a very, very strong correlation between the explosion of autism and the explosion of vaccines. But do not investigate that. Last week I talked to Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and I think it's today that his dramatic movie talking about the immunity, the legal immunity that was given to the vaccine industry by Dr. Fauci as soon as he became head of the NIH's infectious disease subgroup there. He joined in 85. In 1986, they were able to get vaccine immunity for everybody. So it's called the movie, or the website where you can find the movie and purchase the movie, watch the movie, is 1986theact.com. Now, of course, Dr. Wakefield was not an epidemiologist. He didn't come at this by saying, well, you know, there's been a strange autism, which just nobody knew anything about that. I'd never heard anything about autism until the early 2000s, met the first family that had a child with autism. Never, ever heard of that before. And but he didn't come at this from the standpoint of an epidemiologist saying there's been an explosion in autism. What's causing that? Nobody else cares, right? Oh, don't look at the, you know, we'll just create support groups for autism. And we'll tell everybody, you're wonderful, we love you, you got autism, but we still love you. That's fine, that's great, but can we kind of find out what's causing it? No, we're not interested in doing that. So an epidemiologist might look at these two things and say, look, they seem to be tracking with each other. They seem to be correlated. Now, that doesn't prove causation, but it should get your curiosity so that you investigate it. Now, he came after it. Dr. Andrew Wakefield said there was a mother who came to him. Her child was sick, vaccine injured, and had a bowel problem, and that was what he specialized in. As they started investigating this, they started looking into the damage that was being done by the vaccines. But so he got purged, but he's doing movies now because he's not going to shut up. So 1986theact.com. I think it's available today. But let's take a look at this. Infant deaths decreased 30% during lockdown, coinciding with a sharp drop in vaccination. So you see autism going up rapidly as vaccines are going up rapidly. You also see sudden infant death syndrome going up rapidly. And all this stuff about, oh, yeah, you know, shaking the baby. No. Starting in early March, expected deaths began a sharp decline from an expected level of about 700 deaths per week to well under 500 by mid-April and throughout May. The unexpected survival of 200 babies per week precisely corresponds with a drop in vaccines and vaccinations. CDC and Kaiser Permanente reported in the May 15th issue of CDC Morbidity and Mortality Weekly. Yeah, make sure you get a copy of that magazine. What a cheerful magazine that must be. There was a sharp decline in provider orders for vaccines, as well as a decline in pediatric vaccine doses administered. That's interesting. Because, you know, CDC is one of the biggest sellers of vaccines. No conflict of interest there. No conflict of interest in the patents that are held on a lot of these vaccines by the NIH and by the CDC committees who are putting out the list of recommendations for vaccines. No, don't pay attention to that. No conflict of interest there whatsoever. And Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. of the Children's Health Defense Organization, was sent a letter by a doctor in Italy, Dr. Antonietta Gatti. And the doctor said during the lockdown, there were no sudden infant death syndrome deaths during the lockdown in Italy. And then after the lockdown, they started resuming baby vaccinations and the sudden infant death syndromes resumed as well, immediately began. A dead baby in Turin, another child, and two twins immediately as soon as they resumed it. U.S. mortality rates have declined among young people during the lockdown, especially among infants. But it is unnoticed and unexplained by the mainstream media. They're not interested any more than they're interested in finding out why we've had the explosion in autism. And So the question is, will we seize this moment to push back against vaccines? This Operation Warp Speed movement. It's starting to wake a lot of people up. I had a listener write me saying, hey, my father is a physician. He's not anti-vax, but he is anti-COVID-19 vaccine. Even some of the people who are, as Del Bigtree pointed out when he came on the program, a lot of the people that have been massive advocates for vaccines believe that this is going to set them back. They believe that the rush to push these things out without testing them puts them in a whole new class. And not only that, but because Moderna is at the front of the list, Moderna is a whole new class of vaccines. And now we've had today in the news, Operation Warp Speed, President Trump's own Bill Gates impersonation program here. Operation Warp Speed has awarded Novavax $1.6 billion for COVID vaccine production. What this Warp Speed Award, says its CEO, what this Warp Speed Award does is it pays for production of 100 million doses, which will be delivered during the fourth quarter of this year and may be completed by January or February of next year, said Novavax CEO to Reuters. And of course, this joins with the $1.2 billion that was paid to AstraZeneca to create 300 million vaccine doses. They're not wasting any time. You know, they got to have all their bases covered. We don't have 400 million people here in the U.S., but they want to make sure they've got at least 400 million doses for us right away. And when you look at the dollar amounts of what's being spent, you know, today, we had the good news that President Trump was formally getting out of the World Health Organization, which is not about health. It's about a political agenda. It's about this eugenicist agenda. They have sold fake pandemics one after the other, just like Fauci. The guy who heads it, like Bill Gates, is not a doctor. And so I'm glad that we're getting out of the World Health Organization. Do you know how much money we gave to the World Health Organization? $893 million. And so on the same day that you've got many people who are Trump supporters and conservatives, and you've got Fox News is cheering the fact, hey, look at this, President Trump, yeah, he's playing 4D chess. He's following through on all this stuff. He's getting us out of the World Health Organization. And we're going to not give them $900 million. But we're going to give Novavax $1.6 billion. We're going to give AstraZeneca $1.2 billion. We're going to give Johnson & Johnson $456 million. We're going to give Moderna $486 million. Just four companies, about $4 billion for vaccines. Oh, what a victory for health and independence and freedom from President Trump. Operation Warp Speed.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290. And an old Mercedes pulls up next to me. And a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off. And I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies Really Strong Extract of Turmeric Formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the WQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Soul X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Freedom to offend. There is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Well, you know, Bill Gates says that COVID-19, quote, will be back in big numbers, unquote, in October, November, when the U.S. temperatures turn lower. Because, you know, coronavirus is cold, any kind of cold, any kind of flu. That whole class is called a coronavirus. And if you have any kind of respiratory illness, it will be COVID-19. He already knows this. He already knows it because he's going to be, he's got the people who are counting this stuff. Well, you know, as we look at this and as we talked about the massive amounts of money, you know, a couple of billion here, a couple of billion there, a half a billion for the vaccine, a couple of billion for the dose to manufacture it and so forth. It's big business. Now, we can talk about the corona capitalism, all the corruption about who looted the money that was supposed to go to small businesses. And it's connected people, left and right, and all of this. But, you know, there is a drug that has been developed that has gone through some trials, and it is a very, very potent drug. It's called hopium. Hopium. It's like opium. You know, it's very addictive. But it's got an H in front of it. It's based on hope. This is a drug that works like a super steroid into the stock market. And this is a drug that is preferred by President Trump and many others. They don't really care if you get addicted to those injections of cash in the stock market or the fanciful stories. As a matter of fact, Fauci's already run a couple of trials, selected trials of the drug hopium in the stock market. And it's been phenomenally successful. He ran a hopium test with Moderna, and then he ran a hopium test with Gilead. He seems to be experimenting on his friends in the stock market. He injects them with hopium, and they instantly make tens of millions of dollars. And then the truth comes around, and you have this kind of
I don't know, crash that happens for that stock. And then eventually it's going to be a societal crash, kind of like the opium epidemic. The hopium epidemic is going to cause everything to come crashing down again in no time at all. We've got Fauci, even though Bill Gates is saying, you know, COVID-19 is going to be back in big numbers. Fauci is telling us the risk from the vaccines almost non-measurable. Well, I think he was talking about the financial risks. Because again, you know, he was there and got to his position in 1985. It didn't only take him but about a year to talk President Reagan, who was probably then getting about to the position where Joe Biden is right now. And he was very susceptible to suggestions. And so Reagan signed in the bill that was put out there by Fauci to eliminate all risks from vaccines, not to you and I, but to the people who make money off of them in 1986, 1 year after he got there. And so now, you know, he says the risks are almost non-measurable. How does he know that? How does he know that? Well, he hasn't tested this stuff. And again, as I said, well, okay, so there's no risk to vaccines. Why is it that infant deaths dropped dramatically by 30% as the as people stopped, not completely stopped, but as they cut back the infant vaccination, as reported by the CDC and Kaiser Permanente? Yeah, when you look at this, a headline here from Gazette Mail: coronavirus vaccine is rooted in government partnership, and it is fueling financial rewards for company executives. You know, it's funny. I just don't see, I see all this back and forth from the left and the right about corona capitalism. You know, the left likes to say, look at all these companies here associated with conservatives or associated with Trump, and look at all the big bucks that they ripped out of the small business stimulus for themselves. And then the conservatives are now doing the same thing with the left. Why is anybody talking about this big crime, about all the billions of dollars that are being openly poured into this vaccine? Because, you know, the thing that's going to get the economy rolling, the thing that's going to get President Trump reelected, is hopium. And we're well on the way with that. Banks are poised to get a big fee windfall from the small business stimulus. And, of course, this is going to really big banks. Some lenders with more than $1 billion in assets could generate fees that surpass their 2019 net revenue before set-asides for loan losses. So this is a massive amount of their income here. They're going to get record amounts, and it is being skewed, guess what, to the biggest banks. So you've got the government shutting down middle-class businesses, shutting down mom-and-pop organizations for big corporations. Big corporations stay open. Wall Street makes a killing selling hopium. And Main Street goes bankrupt by government fiat. But then the government comes in and says, don't worry, we shut down your business, we prohibit you from opening up, even though the big box retailers can open up. But we're going to come and we're going to give you some cash. And then the banks were found to be calling in, they were kind of the source of all this, calling in their big customers and saying, hey, we can help you process this loan and get the money. And then they get the fees for that. And now they're going to have a windfall, a giant windfall for that. So the big banks who help the big businesses get the money, steal it from the middle class, they're now going to have record fees. And of course, that's a big part of what we talked about that over the break. Matt said, you know, these fees that these banks are getting when they go cashless with all this Palm ID stuff, reading your, the veins inside under your skin. And how it's the financial companies that are really pushing this to a great extent. They're going to get a lot of fees when everything goes cashless, because they don't get a cut every time you, you know, when you handle cash. I mean, if you write a check, you don't realize it, but the small business pays a fee for doing those checks. When it's a credit card, big fee. It's going to be a big fee when they do the biometric scanning too. So who's the con artist now? As RT points out, the Robert De Niro's restaurant chain is getting $28 million out of the small business loan pot. That's why so many mom and pops can't get any money because it's going to people like Robert De Niro. $28 million from the Small Business Fund for his restaurant chain. This guy is worth, De Niro, is worth $500 million. This is the guy who called President Trump a punk who doesn't pay his taxes and a con artist. Well, what does that say about De Niro? And then we have not only De Niro, but actual Chinese communists. You know, the Chinese communists, not just the domestic communists like De Niro. Millions in funds of the PPP were the Paycheck Protection Program. That's what they call the stimulus. You know, we're going to give this to the small businesses, and they're going to take most of this money, and you know, not really going to help them in terms of covering their overhead expenses, because 75% of it is going to have to go to paychecks. So they call it the Paycheck Protection Program. But you have Chinese state-owned firms are getting this, like Air China, state-owned and bragging about how, quote, it has always demonstrated its strong brand image as a government-controlled enterprise. They're getting money from the paycheck program. You've got Chinese state-owned firms and the Confucius Institute partners getting $3.4 million worth of Paycheck Protection Program funds, reports the New American. Shipping lines, Air China, many of these others. And, you know, when we talk about this Confucius Institute, as I pointed out when I was talking about Cambodia yesterday, the fact that it's not just the Confucius Institute here and the Chinese government infiltrating into universities and other things through that kind of subsidy, and also sending in a lot of students who, in many cases, have been caught stealing intellectual property for the fatherland. Or the homeland, I guess we could say. You know, their homeland security is based on intellectual property theft. But also the Belt and Road Initiative, as they insinuate their way into these different third world countries. But they're doing this infiltration in the university systems, even in Cambodia, just like they do in America. We'll be right back.
2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. The 4th of July, 2020. We are here. And despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running the special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The ElectaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the ElectaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the ElectaPure Pro.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, as we look at millions of dollars from the small business stimulus given to the Chinese Communist Party here in America, we look at Biden. Biden is a law firm that he founded, as well as a company tied to Nancy Pelosi. Got hundreds of thousands of dollars each. I would expect nothing less than that from Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she is the poster child for insider trading in the stock market. They even... It was CBS 60 Minutes that exposed that. They even called it the Pelosi Act before she changed the name to the Stock Act. And embarrassment pretending to reform the process, but they left that there for just a few months before they eviscerated it. Anyway, she's always been there at the center of this insider trading. Not surprising to see that happening again. And Zero Hedge has an article from Forbes magazine showing an interactive map of all the giant loans of over $1 million that were made to small, quote-unquote, small businesses. And these are companies that made between $150,000 and $10 million. So I don't know, is De Niro not on there? Because, you know, he made $28 million. He made like three times the upper limit of that number on that interactive map. And in there you'll find figures like Kanye West, who has a net worth of $1.3 billion, but he got between $2 and $5 million for his clothing and sneaker company. Then you got a lot of people in Hollywood. You got Robert Redford, his Sundance Institute, that has $55 million in assets. Well, they got between $2 and $5 million. Same thing with Francis Ford Coppola. He's got wineries, and he's got several different wineries, two of them. One of them, at least, two of them got money. One of them got between $5 and $10 million. Another one got between $1 and $2 million. And there's 601 wineries across the country that got $192 million in lending. So he was right up there at the top. Dealerships, car dealerships, like Ferrari dealerships. You know, Ferrari has been doing record business in all this. Just so you know, that this has been a massive transfer of wealth to the elites, a massive transfer of power to the government. Yeah, nothing to see here. Just move on, right? You know, I was going to talk about the Marxists and how much they hate America, and I am still going to talk about that, but it's kind of redundant, right? I mean, who needs AOC and Andrew Yang to push full-on Marxism with universal basic income? Yeah, you don't have a job. We're going to replace you with automation, but we'll give you a check every month. And we'll give the same amount of money to everybody. And it'll be very basic, this income. It'll be kind of a subsistence living. Just enough to keep you from grabbing the guillotines and coming after them, says Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg said, yeah, that's what we got to worry about. You know, we're working on taking these people jobs, but we got to make sure that we don't get them so angry that they grab the guillotines and come after us. Well, you know, who needs the Marxists and the elitists pushing universal basic income when you got President Trump's administration doing that, right? That's what this really is. And yet, look and see who gets all the money. As we destroy liberty, as we destroy the Constitution, as we destroy the middle class. Yeah, don't forget, it's the left that hates America. They just are the ones who are saying it openly. And let's look at what they're saying. Let's get ready with video clip number three, guys. Ilhan Omar, always out front, calling for the dismantling of the U.S. economy and the political system. Well, you know, maybe she hasn't noticed what's been happening for the last 114 days, is it? But yeah, we've already been doing that, Omar. You're a little bit behind the curve here. Trump is way ahead of you on this one. Yeah, she wants to dismantle the U.S. economy and the political system. I think we're well on the way to doing that. You know, here's somebody who comes from Somalia. Her Marxist father, you know, these are Marxist Muslims, and they tore that country up, and they plan on doing that here in America as well. That's what she means by dismantling. And their radical Islam, their hate, their intolerance, their division, their civil war. Yeah, they fled to America, and of course, to get into this country, her father, who was an open Marxist in Somalia, would have had to have lied on his immigration papers in order to get in. And now that she's here, now that she's fled to the U.S. for refuge, she has devoted her life to destroying the U.S., just like evidently her father destroyed Somalia. You can't really reform a department that's rotten to the root. This is our opportunity now, she says. Now, we cannot stop at the criminal justice system. We must begin the work of dismantling the whole system of oppression. Let's play video clip number three.
As long as our economy and political systems prioritize profit without considering who is profiting, who is being shut out, we will perpetuate this inequality. So we cannot stop at criminal justice system. We must begin the work of dismantling the whole system of oppression wherever we find it.
So that's ultimately, that is Marxism, central control and allocation of resources. We can't allow people to freely trade with each other. We have to determine who is going to be allowed to profit. Well, it seems like we've already done that with the PPP, right? The small business thing. We've decided who's going to profit, and we know who's going to profit. It's going to be the big connected people, politically connected people. We're already well on the way to Marxism and to fascism. Fascism is, you know, call it crony capitalism or corona capitalism or whatever. It is the merger of corporations and the state. Or you can just come at it from the other angle and just say, well, we're going to let everything be controlled by the government. That's what she wants to do. Yeah, we're going to determine who gets shut out. We're going to determine who profits. We're going to do that out of Washington. And then let's go to Seattle. Video clip number one we're going to play here in just a second. This is the Seattle City Councilwoman, Kashama Sawant. Now, Kashama is another one of our gifts from abroad, just like Ilhan Omar. Born abroad, and this broad came here. she is the one who led, she's with the Socialist Alliance, and also with a group that identifies themselves as Trotskyites. She went to the Seattle mayor's house, and that was what got the Seattle mayor so upset that she started dismantling Chazistan West. She was essentially a tech immigrant. Now, she came here in her early 20s to get a tech degree, and then she went full Marxist and then got a PhD in economics, Marxist economics. She didn't get her citizenship. She's 46 years old. She didn't get her citizenship until she was 36. And now she is pushing this kind of revolution. Let's play video clip number one.
I have a message for Jeff Bezos and his class. If you attempt again to overturn the Amazon tax, working people will go all out in the thousands to defeat you. And we will not stop there, because you see, we are fighting for far more than this tax. We are preparing the ground for a different kind of society. And if you, Jeff Bezos, want to drive that process forward by lashing out against us in our modest demands, then so be it, because we are coming for you and your rotten system. We are coming to dismantle this deeply oppressive, racist, sexist, violent, utterly bankrupt system of capitalism, this police state. We cannot and will not stop until we overthrow it and replace it with a world based instead on solidarity, genuine democracy, and equality. A socialist world. Thank you.
Yeah, based on equality. We will all be down at the bottom getting our UBI check from the government. Yeah, you know, you look at these two wonderful migrants that have come to our country to set us straight. Ilhan Omar focuses on police brutality. And yeah, the police need to be reformed. This one focuses on Jeff Bezos, who, yeah, I don't like Jeff Bezos's monopolistic practices either. And yet they both then pivot to taking over our entire system. They use the worst case scenarios, but what is the end goal? The end goal is to overthrow America. Not to give us more freedom, but to take our freedom away. To take away our freedom of choice, to take away the system of free markets that built this company. That's what these Marxists do. All right, we've got to go to break. Folks, I want you to take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some great products there that will support your health, and we've got some great prices. 50 to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points as part of our 4th of July special. We have VasoBeat 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, Bod Ease, DNA Force Plus. That's a big savings, 50% off there with that. Winter Sun Plus, Vitamin D, 50% off.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news, and I met a red light at the corner of Brody and 290, and an old Mercedes pulls up next to me, and a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off, and I thought they recognized who I was, so I rolled down my window, and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you, and I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today. You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. I was just playing for you Kashwama Awant, I think is her name, from India, now a Marxist leader in Seattle. And she was talking about how, well, you know, because we've got this obscenely rich Jeff Bezos, we're going to use him as a poster child to tear down American capitalism. Well, don't worry, because real capitalism, the free market, not the stock market, the free market, the Main Street, not Wall Street, that's being destroyed right now with lockdown. That's why I focus on this, the beginning of every program, and I will continue to do this as long as the Trump administration, as long as Abbott stand by and allow this to be done. Like I said, they're either passive or they're partnering in this. And I don't really care which it is. I mean, you can sit there and say, well, are they just stupid? Are they cowards? Or are they backstabbing traitors? I don't really care which they are. But when we look at what is happening with this, you have the people out front who are openly Marxist, who have taken over our institutions of schools. You know, one of the things that President Trump is pushing on is to say, we got to get schools back open again. And I understand why he's doing it. I understand that you're not going to get the economy going again until you can start the schools because, you know, people don't have, let's understand, most people use schools as childcare. They don't know or don't care what the kids are being taught. A lot of people have been absolutely flabbergasted to watch their online classes and see what their kids are taught, how their kids are bullied if they're white, and so forth. But a lot of people just use it as childcare, and they can't get back to work if they don't have the government schools molesting their kids mentally, if not physically. And when I look at that, I got to say that just like selling the vaccine program, pushing kids back into these government schools is kind of like injecting people with vaccines so that you can get the economy going again. Both of those things are toxic. One of them kills your soul and your mind. The other one kills your body. I don't like to see either one of those being pushed. But as we look at Seattle again, in the city government of Seattle, reported by Big League Politics, is forcing white employees to undergo Marxist re-education training. Marxist re-education training that white government employees in the city of Seattle were forced to attend, told that American concepts, core American concepts, things like objectivity, individualism, those are basically internalized racial superiority and white supremacy. So if you're objective, if you support individualism, if you support meritocracy, oh, you're a white supremacist. As a matter of fact, we got a BLM Matters person selling the idea that the whole, that 2 plus 2 equals 4 is a white concept. No, 2 plus 2 equals 5 is what they're selling you. So at first, one person tweeted this out, Chris Rufo tweeted out, he said, first, diversity trainers informed white participants that objectivity, individualism, intellectualization, and comfort are all vestiges of internalized racial oppression. And he said, the new cultural revolution is being fought via corporate human resources, city diversity training, and public school curriculum. That's right. The government schools that we're so interested in getting people back to so that we can open the economy are basically Marxist training academies, seminaries for Marxism. If you don't believe it, just look at the streets. Been going on for decades, and this is the fruit, the poisonous fruit that they have produced. And President Trump actually mentioned that in the speech that somebody wrote for him at Mount Rushmore, but not acting on it. There is this cognitive dissonance that you have with politicians. They say one thing and they do another. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off
Bodies, really strong extract of turmeric formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock. You can sell off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Cell X2. Nascent iodine spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Now, I played for you the open calls by Ilhan Omar, by the Seattle councilwoman, who is an open Marxist, a Trotskyite, actually. Very specific about which denomination of that religion she belongs to. And it's not just the two of them who are openly calling for the destruction of everything in America and replacing it with communism. It is also Muslim groups like CARE, Council on American and Islamic Relationships, especially CARE Chicago. I want to play for you. Well, first of all, I'll just tell you what CARE Chicago is bragging about. They talk about the fact they have a Black Lives Matter Chicago. And then the very next thing that they have there is, and actually this is carechicago.org, talking about how they are tied into the Black Lives Matter spectrum. They have the Inner City Muslim Action Network, Chicago. That is an interesting little acronym, IMAM. They said this was incorporated in 1997, and IMAM has steadily grown, and in 2016, we opened a second office in Atlanta, mobilizing people committed to this mission. What is this mission? Well, I'm going to play it for you here in a second. They have the Black Muslim COVID Coalition. Oh, well, it's committed to responding to both COVID-19 and the ongoing plague of white supremacy and racism. Then you have SOUL, the Southsiders Organized for Unity and Liberation. SOUL believes that our faith, the Muslim faith, calls us to fight for justice for all, to build power and to leverage that power. That's what they're doing. And, of course, the end game, and they've got a lot of different organizations here. I mean, they've page after page after page of organizations that the Islamicists in Chicago are using to capitalize on the unrest and to foment unrest, like Ilhan Omar and like the Indian immigrant Keshwama Tawant. But let's play for you. Let you hear yourself what they are talking about, how they want to do this. Let's play video clip number two.
That you are powerful. You can make a whole difference in 2016. You can change the reality of our time. This is the time for us as American Muslims to be in the front, not to retreat, because all of you are leaders. Your votes are your negotiating power in the year 2016. Turn your centers, Islamic centers, mosques, into registration centers for voters. Black Lives Matter is our matter. Black Lives Matter is our campaign.
Basically, you are the new black people of America. If we don't stand, you will see Muslims murdered in the streets. We are the community that staged a revolution across the world. If we could do that, why can't we have that revolution in America?
That's right. They're all talking about how they want a revolution in America. It's always the same solution, isn't it? America must be destroyed. Each and every one of these groups, whether you're talking about a Marxist migrant from India, a Marxist migrant from Somalia, Marxist Muslims, yeah, it is all the same thing. As a matter of fact, it's not just them, of course. It's also the universities, the schools, it's NPR. NPR has a program. By the way, that video was from understandingthethreat.com. Let me play this video for you, video clip number four. This is some Muslims that you'll hear pushing the Black Lives Matter race war via NPR, National Public Radio. Video clip four.
My name's Khalil Gibran Muhammad. I teach at the Harvard Kennedy School.
In his book, The Condemnation of Blackness, Khalil lays out a historical argument for how Black people have been criminalized over the past 400 years in the U.S. And he does that by telling parallel narratives about the history of policing in the North and the South. These stories share one key feature, the use of brutal force to control Black Americans.
Okay, you get the idea. It's not about police that have been encouraged by Washington, both parties, to become militarized. It's not about the war on drugs. No, no, no. It's about racism, and we've got to divide people against by race. Don't get the white people in here to fight police brutality or to fight the war on drugs and how that has corrupted our police, our courts, our politicians. How it has put violence on our streets. You know, we had about 80 people get killed over the 4th of July weekend in Chicago again, yet again. Nobody is going to talk about that being part of the war on drugs. Nobody's going to talk about the war on drugs, the UN war on drugs, being one of the things that has set our country on fire. No, no, no. We don't want to talk about the solution. The only solution that can be mentioned here is a race war so that we can destroy America. Yeah, so you have Muslims, Harvard graduates. Here's another Harvard graduate, Clara Janover. And again, you know, she was had her 15 minutes of fame because she said she wanted to stab anyone who said all lives matter in a TikTok video. And then she got purged, and now she is complaining and whining that the company fired her. She said, even though they claim to stand against systemic bias, racism, and unequal treatment. See, this is the idea that they're selling everybody, that racism is not about people who only see skin color. Racism is not about people who only think about race. You're not a racist if that's all you see everywhere. To me, that's the very definition of racist. Always has been the definition of racism. To see everything is about race, that you can't see past people's skin color. But no, no, no. Today, racism means that you have power. Oh, but it doesn't extend to people like Obama or Susan Rice or Kamala Harris or what? No, no, no. You can be Black and have power, and you're still not racist. So I really don't understand. There isn't anything to understand. It's just a control tactic. But, of course, you know, how she thinks, how, because she's educated at Harvard, how could I, because I want to kill people, stab people, how could I be accused of bias and racism and hatred when I'm Black? Can't possibly be the case. Finally, we have this memorial to victims of communism in Ottawa, Canada, defaced with the message, communism will win. This is a monument that was put up by a nonprofit organization called Tribute to Liberty. And these people say communism will win. Well, no, actually, God wins in the end. But these people, that's one of the reasons why they're so focused on eradicating not just America, but Christianity especially. And then Tucker Carlson is being criticized because of the editorial that he did a couple of nights ago, talking about President Trump and about Rushmore, asking, you know, can the left lead a country that they hate? I mean, don't you have to like Republicans at least pretend that you love the country when you stab it in the back? But he went through and he talked about, played a lot of clips from a lot of different news anchors. And of course, now it has become, because Tucker came out and said, yeah, these people actually openly hate America. They actually call for the overthrow of America. I said that about Tammy Duckworth. I said, you know, do you really think that it's gotten to the point where you can move to the front of the pack in the vice presidential sweepstakes? Because, you know, she checks all the intersectional boxes. You know, she's a woman of color, She is actually kind of a quasi-immigrant since, you know, her father was American in the Army before he went to work for Soros's Open Borders and the UN Open Borders organizations. But, you know, her mother was Asian. So she's got a couple of boxes checked there. And yet she decides that her ticket to the top in the Democrat Party is to say we got to destroy Mount Rushmore. That just shows you where these people are. Shows you that Tucker Carlson was absolutely right. And now they have kicked back against all this. Now, Tammy Duckworth is now saying that you better not criticize me. I'm an Army veteran. I'm double amputee and so forth. Have you heard her say anything about ending these unconstitutional, unjust wars so that other people don't end up like her? I haven't heard anything about that.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. And find the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute and thank you all.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse and water filtration and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selections, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, and it's powered by you. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for
Tammy Duckworth and saying that we got to get rid of Mount Rushmore. It's on stolen land. Take that thing. I hate that place, right? Pecker says, well, Tammy Duckworth and other Democrats like her hate America, don't they? How can they lead when they openly hate everything this country stands for? How can they take an oath to the Constitution when they don't support it? Oh, well, yeah, people of both parties do that all the time, don't they? Well, the Biden campaign came back then on Tuesday, yesterday, accused Tucker of using hate speech masquerading as journalism. Well, I think the left, I think Tammy Duckworth and others are using hate speech masquerading as woke virtue signaling. That's basically what she's doing. So then Tucker Carlson last night doubled down. He said to morons like Tammy Duckworth, George Washington is just some old white guy who needs to be erased. You know, quite frankly, let me interject here. If we listened to George Washington and avoided foreign entanglements and didn't go to every section of the world and set it on fire, you know, if there's a war somewhere, we just don't feel good about it unless we get involved. And if there's no war, we'll start one, right? And we'll keep it going. We'll keep stoking the fires of these conflicts. If political leaders had listened to George Washington, she wouldn't have gone to Iraq, and she'd still have both of her legs. But, of course, she's not calling for a return to the principles of George Washington. That's one of the things that Frederick Douglass was talking about. He said, look, we got a great foundation here. It's not being applied equally. Let's build on the good part of this. Yeah, I don't like being a slave. You know, what does 4th of July mean to a slave like me? Well, what it means is that we build on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights because there's a core there that's absolutely right. And these people who founded the country were blind to what they were doing to other people. In many cases, they looked at it. They said, well, it's a system. What are we going to do? In a paternalism that many times, politicians today are guilty of. They said, well, you know, if we free them, then they're going to be victimized here. I know, we'll send them back to Africa. We'll set up a country, Liberia, and a lot of them did that. But still, paternalism only goes so far as an excuse. It was hypocrisy. And as Frederick Douglass said, let's now really do this for everybody. Instead, these people want to tear it down. He goes on to say, to morons like Tammy Duckworth, Tucker Carlson said, George Washington is just some old white guy that needs to be erased. Let's tear down his statues. Let's rename our capital, Sharpton or Mandela. And let's let the revolution continue. But hold on, not so fast. Changes that profound deserve a debate. Not some fake national conversation where they scream commands at you and get you to obey, but rather a vigorous, reasoned exchange between adults. So he said, we wanted to have that kind of exchange with Tammy Duckworth tonight. So he called her office. Because remember, you know, he says that on Monday night, Tuesday during the day. Biden says, that's just racism and hatred masquerading as journalism. And so he says, all right, well, come on and we'll talk about it. No, they didn't want to do that. He says, when they called to invite Tammy on his show, her flack informed us that even before considering our request, we must first issue a public apology for criticizing Tammy Duckworth. In other words, I will not debate you unless you first admit you're completely wrong. He said, keep in mind that Tammy Duckworth is not a child, at least not technically. She's a sitting U.S. senator, often described as a hero. Yet Duckworth is too afraid to defend her own statements on a cable TV show. What a coward. Tammy Duckworth is also a fraud. And, you know, when we look at this, she's not only did she come back and say, well, you can't criticize me for wanting to erase American history, for selling a hatred of American principles. No. You can't criticize me for that. But I will criticize President Trump over the Russia bounty claims that are out there. And folks, this is BS that began with John Bolton. And even John Bolton doesn't want to defend this anymore. As a matter of fact, as Breitbart points out, back in February, Adam Schiff, of all people, looked into this. And this didn't even this didn't even pass the sniff test with Schiff. But Tammy Duckworth is now jumping in on this. And think about the fraud and the hypocrisy of this, folks. Here is somebody very much like John McCain. John McCain getting the war injury and milking that the rest of his life for all it was worth, even as he sent people to die in useless, unnecessary, unconstitutional, undeclared, unwinnable wars the way they're fighting them. John McCain did that his entire life. Oh, I'm a war hero. You know, kind of like you've probably all seen White Christmas, right? Beginning of it, Danny Kaye saves the Bing Crosby character. And then the rest of his life, you know, as their partners, whenever he wants anything, you know, he starts to rub his arm like, oh, remember that time I saved your life? That's what John McCain and Tammy Duckworth do, quite frankly. And if she really wants to learn something from that experience, if she really wants to lead, she could choose not to be a warmonger like John McCain, but she's cut from the same cloth. She's going to use that. She's going to use that war injury in a war that shouldn't have been fought, a war that was the product of lies based on torture. Lies about weapons of mass destruction. Not going to learn any lessons about that. And so instead of bringing the troops home from Afghanistan, which is what President Trump has said he was going to do, said it many times, and he had people in the Pentagon say, no, you're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We're going to keep them there. And they're still there. And Tammy Duckworth is not saying we've got to bring the troops home from Russia. But instead, they're going to whine and complain about the fact that Russians have bounties on American troops. As I was saying last week when I talked to Gerald Salenti, does anybody remember how we armed the Mujahideen? The people that later became Al-Qaeda, we renamed them Al-Qaeda because we didn't want people to realize that it was the same group that we'd been arming to kill Russians in Afghanistan. That John McCain would go around doing fundraisers with rich Republican women, telling them, hey, you can adopt a Muj. And we'll give you all the, you know, it's like, kind of like you would adopt a poor child in a country and they tell you, well, here's how they're doing. You know, they're progressing. Here's how they're doing in education. And here's some clothes we bought for them and some toys and so forth. Well, you know, the toys and clothes that they were buying for these Mujahideen were being used against the Russians. But, she writes an op-ed piece yesterday, even though she's afraid to go on with Tucker Carlson. She writes an op-ed piece, how dare Trump call himself our commander in chief? How dare you call yourself a war hero? When you treat as dirt the lives of American youth, just like John McCain, you're despicable. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies, really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus, BQQ, the Tokyo 10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Okay, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Silk X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax. 2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air. We just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months. And it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, the left is eating itself. Because, you know, I guess they're running out of conservatives. And they have they're omnivores. They'll come after everybody. The cancel culture is what I'm talking about. But don't worry, the cannibalism is coming after the cancel culture. Here's a good example, or maybe a really bad example, of cancel culture. Cancel culture at its worst. This is Dan from Squirrel Hill pointing out that a Boeing executive just had to quit his job because an employee complained that 33 years ago, let me repeat that, 33 years ago, he wrote an op-ed piece that he was against women being in combat. Yeah, imagine that. Like to make sure that, of course, being at Boeing, he's not against wars, unnecessary, undeclared, unwinnable, unending wars. In principle, just we don't want to send women to do that. But anyway, yeah, that 33 years ago. And he said the issue wasn't whether they can do the job. It's whether or not we want them to do the job. And quite frankly, I don't want anybody doing the kinds of wars that we've got going on across the country. That's the fatal conceit of Tammy Duckworth. and people like John McCain. You know, the whole idea, no one left behind. You know, the idea of the military will stick together, pull somebody that is wounded or injured, even dead, out with them and not just leave them behind. And yet, we don't seem to have that same kind of principle when it comes to former military who get a political position. Instead of making sure we don't leave anybody behind, can we make sure that we don't send anybody unnecessarily into harm's way? Have that kind of respect for human life? But we have liberal writers, activists signing an open letter now calling for an end to the cancel culture, because we've seen them come after individuals like Noam Chomsky now. A Marxist lecturer, Noam Chomsky. Imagine that. A hero to the Marxists who says, we have come to expect this on the side of the radical right. Oh, really? Oh, really? But censorship is also spreading more widely in our culture. An intolerance of opposing views. Well, that's what the Marxists always say, isn't it? When the mob comes for them. Remember the free speech movement on college campuses? Because it was, the Marxists like Bill Ayers, the people at Berkeley that were saying, oh, we're all about free speech. We need to be given a platform and we need to be subsidized and so forth. And yet when they got control of the universities, what did they do? They were the ones who shut everything down. This is what the Marxists always do. The Marxists, the Muslims, these people, they use your freedom to gain power. They use a free society to gain power, and then they shut down freedom for everybody. And that's what these people are doing. And now, you know, he's complaining about it, whining about it, because the people are coming after this Marxist, Noam Chomsky. He says, we're having an intolerance of opposing views. It's all too common to hear calls for swift and severe retribution in response to perceived transgressions of speech and thought. Folks, that's what Marxism has always been about. You just take a look at Russia under Lenin, Russia under Stalin, Russia under Khrushchev, China under Mao and his people underneath him, and China under Xi today. That is how these people stay in power. They come after anybody that opposes them. You have to kowtow to whatever the state is saying, and that's basically what's happening now. So some of these people are turning against him. Because this always happens in a revolution. Look at the French Revolution, Robespierre. They start guillotining the people that were the head of the system that they wanted, and then eventually the revolution grabs him and cuts his head off as well. J.K. Rowling, New York Times opinion editor Barry Weiss, political activist Noam Chomsky, and many, many more, 100 liberals are concerned that the left is eating its own. These are people who have, where were you, Noam? Where were you when I got purged from YouTube? Where were you when I got purged from Facebook and so forth? Where were you? Where were you when that was happening to people across the political spectrum? 800 independent sites 2 months after we got purged. Where were you? He didn't have anything to say about that. Not until the mob came for him. And now it's a far, far better thing we do than we have ever done before. Yeah. To quote that racist Charles Dickens, whose statue they attacked in the UK as well. You know, my friends in the Libertarian Party had some friends who absolutely hated Charles Dickens. They thought he was a socialist. And now the socialist thinks he's a... You just can't please everybody, can you? Anyway. A new set of moral attitudes and political commitments that tend to weaken our norms of open debate and toleration of difference in favor of ideological conformity. Well, that sounds like Marxism to me, but these Marxists don't like it. Restricting public debate invariably hurts those who lack power and makes everyone else less capable of democratic participation. Oh, yeah, so does Marxism. And again, they're complaining only because the guns are turned on them at this point in time. Reason had an interesting article saying that virtuous victim signaling, you know, virtue signaling, as you see all the time, virtue signaling as these people who have been the leaders of the cancel culture, leaders of censorship, leaders for Marxist thought, Well, that kind of virtue signaling is actually typically an indication of people who are narcissists, psychopaths, and manipulators. A new study links virtue signaling to dark triad traits. The so-called dark triad personality traits, Machiavellianism, narcissism, psychopathy, leads to characteristics like self-promotion, emotional callousness, duplicity, tendency to take advantage of others. Treated as a composite, the dark triad traits were significant predictors of virtuous victim signaling. This held true even when controlling for factors that may make people vulnerable to being mistreated or disadvantaged in society were looked at. They point out that virtue signaling is defined as, quote, the conspicuous expression of moral values done primarily with the intent of enhancing one's standing within a social group. In other words, it's just a form of Machiavellian manipulation. Yeah, I kind of noticed that. For example, as I pointed out last week, I'll point it out again. Pew Research did a poll. They found that the majority of Black Lives Matter protesters are white Democrats. That's why, you know, last week when you had that situation, another one of these things where they're blocking the road and a car comes in at a high rate of speed and hits two of these protesters. Now, the two protesters that were hit were two white libfems, liberal females. The driver was a Black man, and he paused momentarily, and then he raced off, and they started calling him a racist. Now, they weren't calling him a racist because he was racing off. They just assumed that because he was hitting these white female Black Lives Matter protesters that he was racist. You know, anybody that they don't like is racist, right? Even if it is a Black man. So the only, you know, Black person involved in that was not on the Black Lives Matter side of that. Which, you know, when I look at this president of Ghana, he has invited Black Lives Matter protesters to move to Africa. He says, if you're unwelcome in the West. Well, he might want to take a look at this Pew Research report, because he's going to find that two-thirds of people who are going to be coming to Ghana are going to be white liberals. Those people, President, whatever your name is, of Ghana, those white liberals will destroy your country, given half a chance. You do not want to invite Black Lives Matter protesters. They're all white liberals. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, a couple of us, we all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Fund the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. And I salute and thank you all. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I was just talking about how white Black Lives Matter is. Maybe that's where they get all their privileges. You know, they can not have to worry about coronavirus quarantines. They can't spread the disease. No. As you get that, it's in the sermons, it's in the hymns, said denews.com. I read that to you earlier. I mean, can't make this stuff up, but they do. No, actually, before he invites people there, he needs to make sure that he's not inviting in a bunch of white liberal Marxist, but during the break, Rob Duke came in and says, yeah, have you seen the pictures of that president of Ghana? He seems to be wide awake in terms of the coronavirus and vaccine stuff. He's sitting there reading from the Rockefeller Foundation's report about lockstep. Remember that? Talking about Fort Detrick and the NIH and Fauci and their vaccines and all this other kind of stuff. So he seems to be awake about that stuff, but he needs to wake up about Black Lives Matter, you know? Labels can be deceiving. The National Institute of Health is not about health. Black Lives Matter is not about black lives. It's about Marxism. It's about lies about black people. That's why I call it the Black Lies Marxist. That's really what the BLM really stands for. Here's a good example. You got Antifa posting videos on social media about how to smash windshields and assault drivers who will not obey them during street protests. This is from Gateway Pundit. And look there. Who is that posting videos about how to attack people? Well, it's a white young girl. Huh. Isn't that interesting? And she said, I've seen some cars getting away from protesters trying to stop him. Here's a tool which should hopefully smash their windows and cut their seatbelts so we can drag them out and give them a beat down. Problem solved. Yeah, there you go. They tried to do that in Louisville, Kentucky. The driver there said they assaulted her, pulling out a dreadlock before she drove off. She hit a protester. There's no charges being filed against that driver. They're actually filing charges against the protesters for rioting, tampering with physical evidence, disorderly conduct, and obstructing a highway. Another one was also charged with wanton endangerment and third-degree criminal mischief. There you go. Well, that's good. As they stopped her, the 46-year-old woman, so they told her to turn around. The car, as you could hear them shouting, turn around. The car did not move. Then they went to the driver's window, and the woman during the arrest citation said they reached into her car, scratched her window, assaulted her, pulling out a dreadlock. Then she saw a person with a gun coming towards her. She said she feared for her life, so she took off. The car hit one of these people, and they wound up chasing her. Anyway, I don't think she's being charged. But this is why, you know, if you do not fear for your life, you don't really understand what's going on. There's some of the footage there. And then we look at the situation here where you have Samantha Shader, as reported by Jonathan Turley, reportedly blamed a black man for a Molotov cocktail rather than her white co-conspirator. Here's another one of the Black Lives Matter white liberal females. And not only was she throwing a Molotov cocktail with her sister, 27 and 21 years old, obviously a new college graduate and one who is still being indoctrinated into Marxism. they got caught, and they said there's a twist where a third individual is now being charged as an accomplice. She reportedly blamed a black male for giving her the Molotov cocktail. See, there you go. Well, I didn't do it as a black man who gave it to me. I'm just there because Black Lives Matter. It turns out, after the FBI investigated, however, that the accomplice was a white friend from upstate New York. So there you go. Black Lives Matter. And then finally, we have seven Antifa militants facing federal charges after being arrested in Portland. And if you guys pull up this article, the listeners can see, or the watchers, because a lot of people listen. You can't see it if you're just listening. But look at that. Looky there. All those Black Lives Matter protesters are white. Yeah, because they're just Marxists. That's why I say it is black lies. They're using this as a beard, as an excuse, just like you heard that Marxist from India who was in the Seattle City Council using Jeff Bezos as a poster child to destroy our country. Well, he's doing a good enough job by himself. You don't really need to get rid of the Constitution, everything. We got that happening already. Now, Terry Crews, actor Terry Crews, went on Twitter, and of course, he was, attacked by Don Lemon and so forth. And it was pretty ridiculous. Don Lemon is saying, well, you know, black on black violence, that has nothing to do with the Black Lives Matter stuff, as he cross-examined Terry Crews. Terry Crews had said on Twitter before he got the cross-examination from Don Lemon on CNN. He said, are all white people bad? No. Are all black people good? No. Knowing this reality, I stand on my decision to unite with good people no matter the race, creed, or ideology. Given the number of threats against this decision, I also decide to die on this hill. Well, good for him. And then if you look at his next tweet, you understand why he's saying this. Because then he said, if you are a child of God, you are my brother and sister. I have family of every race, creed, and ideology. We must ensure that Black Lives Matter doesn't morph into Black Lives Better. I'm glad he's saying that, because what this is evolving into is not simply Black Lives Better. This is evolving into a genocide where it is not only acceptable to hate people, it is acceptable to kill people based on the color of their skin. And I would have to say, you know, he looks at this, maybe he is a Christian, sounds like it. But you know what? Because I'm a Christian, I understand that even if you're not a child of God, we're still all of one blood. We're all still descended from Adam and Eve. We're all descended from Noah and his family, as a matter of fact. And so there's not, you know, all these multiple races. That is a construct of Darwinism, to create a hierarchy of evolution. And you know, it's funny when you look at that. The evolutionist, like Darwin, is that they would put the white race at the top. And they basically separated people into three general groups. Whites, blacks, and Asians. And so they put themselves at the top. Now, the Asians, when they did that, they put the Asians at the top. just cultural hegemony or arrogance. But no, there's two races. The difference is which direction they're racing. Are you racing toward God or are you racing away from God? And we have, as I played last week, I played a pastor who talked about what is really behind Black Lives Matter. It doesn't have anything to do with addressing police brutality or discrimination or racism. It's simply about Marxism, which is a very hateful doctrine. It is about radical, intersectional, remaking the LGBT radical agenda as part of that. And we have a Catholic priest who's now been suspended for a sermon condemning the violence and the Marxism of Black Lives Matter. This is a Catholic church in Carmel, Indiana. And he's been fired. His speech has been taken down. But a little bit of it was preserved. What he said was that the only lives that matter to these people are their own. And the only power that they seek is their own. They are wolves in wolves' clothing, masked thieves and bandits, seeking only to devour the life of the poor and to profit from the fear of others. They are maggots and parasites at best, feeding off of the isolation and addiction and broken families, offering to replace the current frustration and anxiety with more misery and greater resentment. The Catholic priest went on to say, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the other nefarious acolytes of their persuasion are not the friends or allies that we have been led to believe. They are serpents in the garden, and their poison is more toxic than any pandemic that we have endured. Boy, he could not be more right. We have to understand and separate the cover stories from the truth, whether you're talking about the pandemic or whether you're talking about the violence. I mean, when you look at these people from Ilhan Omar to Keshwama Awant, they hate this country. It's just unbelievable how much they hate this country. But you can also see it in the people leading the Democrat Party. People like Tammy Duckworth, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, all of them. They will sacrifice everything for their own power, telling you that they're doing it to empower you. All right, that's it for the broadcast, folks. We will not be here without your support. And we've got, we try to make that a two-way street. And so we've got a great sale that we've hung over from 4th of July at InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on many of our most popular supplements. Things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, DNA Force Plus, Winter Sun Plus.